I'm pretty tired and I'm in bed and I'm with the cats, but I feel like this is the first day in a while. I'm playing with my hair while I'm talking to you, maybe you can hear it. I feel like this is the first day in a while that I actually haven't really interacted with anyone. I haven't had a real conversation with a person speaking, and it's been a while since I've had a day like that. The day started off rainy. I had some text conversations, but no actual human-to-human conversations other than ordering a movie ticket, getting popcorn, making friends with the older women at the concession stand, just briefly talking about the movie we were all about to go see. I went and saw 20th Century Women tonight. The cats are being noisy. I went and saw 20th Century Women tonight, and I was a little distracted. There were some other things going on. And at the same time, I was in the very back row. I kind of got there late, but I was in the very back row, and they were having some sort of event or something in the theater, and there were all these people in the lobby being loud, like a party. So I could hear the commotion of that coming through the doors of the theater while the movie was going on. So I feel like it would have been a lot more poignant if I hadn't had all these distractions. I still enjoyed it, though. It's an interesting story about women and mothers and raising children, set in the 70s. Anyway, today's been a weird day. I watched everyone's protest pictures. I had to bite my tongue when the two mean women at work started talking politics on Friday and were complaining about people protesting and saying that they shouldn't do it. They should just accept the president. And it was all I could do not to say, do you realize that the right to peaceful protest is a civil right in our country, and you're telling people they shouldn't use their civil rights? This woman, I swear to God. I also don't know if it's pure coincidence, the fact that the level of harassment that I received today follows the day after inauguration. I mentioned it to a friend of mine. A real life, an IRL friend of mine, not someone I know through the community that we speak on GChat a lot, and he was just saying, like, yeah, basically it's okay to normalize women's harassment, so it's the norm now, so people think they can get away with it. You're not going to get away with it with me. If you're at all disrespectful to me, you can consider your contact to me cut off immediately. I mean it. I wish that it had not rained so much today. I had plans to go do things. I had a friend I was supposed to see today, and she canceled on me. She wasn't feeling well. So I sort of stayed at home. I eventually got some groceries after the movie. I'm still kind of hungry. I had sushi, and it was okay, but it wasn't that fresh because I got it pretty late. So it had been sitting there in the cooler for a while. I feel like I was going to talk about other things, but I'm so tired. I watched Jen Kirkman's Netflix special. She's pretty funny. I needed something a little bit lighthearted, but with a voice today especially. I don't know what's going to go on or what the future looks like, but I'm tired of people telling me I can't have a voice about things that really matter. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, do you hear that? The cat. She jumps on top of the door. I know that sounds impossible, but she jumps on to a cabinet, then she jumps on top of the dresser, and then she jumps on top of the door and perches there. And she just jumped down. And she's making noises. She might do it again. What? It's like the witching hour for cats right now. They go crazy when I'm trying to fall asleep every night. I don't understand how women wanting to be treated equally is such a threat to some people. And I will continue to talk about it because it's important. It's important to continue the conversation. You can't just have a protest and say, we're done talking about this. Or, oh, we gave you this one day on the news and it's over. I also want to make it clear that my sub is my safe space. So if anyone says something that is triggering, without even realizing, I'm going to call them out, and I don't want any sort of vindictive, backhanded comments to be seen by people who come here to see it as a safe space too. And I've said that again and again on my harassment posts, on my post about sexual violence. It's a safe space. People read what you're saying, and if you use language irresponsibly, I will remove your comments and I will ban you. That is not allowed on my subreddit. That's not why it exists. I'm not a pushover. I'm a very nice person. I'm also an adult, and I don't put up with bullshit. So, no more of that behavior. I had too much of it today, and I'm not dealing with it again. My cat is trying to get in my laundry. What are you doing? You don't want to put up with it either, do you? Yeah? You want to free the laundry? What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? She made me get out of the bed. She wants to play. If I start running, you'll chase me, won't you? You gonna chase me? Follow me? I don't wanna play. You go play. It's so late. She wants to play. Someone asked about an ASMR rain audio. That might be hard to coordinate because my good ASMR mic, I really don't want to have it anywhere near the rain. So that might be tricky to do. I'll see what I can do. That's about it. Tomorrow's going to be cleaning, and maybe I'll catch up on those errands I was supposed to run today. There was insane traffic tonight. I don't know what was going on, but the cats are about to pounce on each other. They're doing the stare-off thing where... Oh, there she goes. But tomorrow, I don't know. There's so many things going on in my life right now. It's a little crazy. Work's just one small piece of the puzzle. And if I take a little posting break, know that it's well needed, and that I'm practicing what I preach and talking about self-care, taking time for myself, and just, excuse me, slowing down if I need to. I have all these ideas on the horizon for audio-related things that aren't necessarily erotic, and I don't know if I can execute them, but I'm going to try. And if I do, and I'm happy enough with it, I'll share with you. I want to do more readings. I did a Simone de Beauvoir excerpts that I decided to save. I felt like today felt like a poetic sort of day to post it, but with everything else going on, I'd rather it get its own day. Not the same day I post my harassment policy. Anyway, I guess that's it. I've been talking for about 11 minutes now. I'm very tired. What the hell are they doing? I think one just attacked a bag. This will go on for a good 30 minutes. They're just going to keep playing. I don't know why it's always this time of night. I don't know if you can hear that. I think a cat just found one of the grocery bags. I got more gluten-free bagels tonight. And I got more cream cheese. Got a different flavor of cream cheese this time. Oh, she's going to pounce on her. Oh, this is funny. Oh! My cats are so funny. One of them is like this skittish little jerk. She's very lovable, but she gets territorial. And the other one's like fat, and she likes to eat a lot. She's pretty fast. And she likes belly rubs. Who doesn't like belly rubs? All right. I am going to go to sleep, maybe post this, if it's not too ridiculous. If it's really funny, recording's becoming this thing that I just do now without thinking about it very much. I guess I've gotten a lot more comfortable just saying things and recording it. And I think that's what this week has done for me, just talking at a microphone. Some of you like listening to it. I don't know why. I won't ask you why. You can just humor me, I guess. So, I wanted to end this. Let me end this on a fun note. Let me do something for you guys. I have a copy of... Well, I have like a million books on the nightstand. I was thinking I might read something to you. The first thing I grabbed was Ray Bradbury's The Illustrated Man. I have a lot of his books on my nightstand. I'm just going to pick a paragraph. I was going to say chapter, but no. Okay. This is a paragraph from The Rocket Man. It's a short story called The Rocket Man. And then I'll say goodnight. It was a glossy black with silver buttons and silver rims to the heels of the black boots. And it looked as if someone had cut the arms and legs and body from a dark nebula with little faint stars glowing through it. It fit as close as a glove fits to a slender, long hand, and it smelled like cool air and metal and space. It smelled of fire and time. Father stood, smiling awkwardly, in the center of the room. "Turn around," said Mother. Her eyes were remote, looking at him. When he was gone, she never talked of him. She never said anything about anything but the weather or the condition of my neck and the need of a washcloth for it, or the fact that she didn't sleep nights. Once she said the light was too strong at night. "But there's no moon this week," I said. "There's starlight," she said. I went to the store and bought her some darker, greener shades. As I lay in bed at night, I could hear her pull them down tight to the bottom of the windows. It made a long, rustling noise. Good night, everyone. I'm going to close the book now and go to bed. Sweet dreams.